Well, now to the case of Jeffrey Epstein. He's been charged with sex trafficking underage girls. Today, President Trump was asked about the man he once called a terrific guy. He socialized with him.
Well, I knew him like everybody in Palm Beach knew him. I mean, people in Palm Beach knew him. He was a fixture in Palm Beach. I had a falling out with him a long time ago. I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan.
Well, also today, Trump's Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, tweeted out that the charges against Epstein are horrific, and I am pleased New York prosecutors are moving forward with the case based on new evidence. In 2008, Acosta, as the U.S. attorney in Miami, cut Epstein a light deal after he pled guilty to a lesser charge of prostitution, an agreement that was kept secret from Epstein's alleged victims, something a judge recently ruled illegal. Lots to go over with NPR's Quill Lawrence, who's covering this story. And Quill, critics would say Acosta himself had plenty of evidence in 2008, but cut that light deal. Democrats are calling for Acosta to step down. Both he and the president seem to be on the defense.
Right. I mean, Acosta was tweeting out that based on this new evidence, he's glad they moved forward. In the sealed indictment that was opened up yesterday, there really didn't seem to be anything new. They were focusing on this period between 2002 and 2005, the same period of time where the alleged victims had testified, and it does seem to be the same evidence. There now, some new evidence is emerging since they got a warrant to search Epstein's mansion on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, but that hasn't been entered in yet, as far as we know. The indictment was just about those same cases.
Well, today the president also defended his labor secretary, Alex Acosta. Let's listen.
I can only say this from what I know and what I do know is that he's been a great, really great Secretary of Labor. The rest of it we'll have to look at. We'll have to look at it very carefully. But you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people. So we're going to look at it very carefully.
Quill, what about that? This seemed to be a decision made by him, Acosta.
Well, he had to sign off on it, but the president makes a valid point there. A lot of people crafted this deal. Mm-hmm. Not all of them were defense lawyers for Epstein at the time. Everyone had to sign off on it in Florida and at the federal level where Acosta was signing off on it. So as people are calling for Acosta to resign in editorial pages and mostly from the Democratic side of the aisle in Washington, you'd wonder if a lot of people are looking back at all of the other people who enabled this deal, this very light deal for what apparently was a serial sexual predator. I wonder if people are going to be looking at those people and all the people who allowed Epstein to sort of go on with his life for the last 15 years, including living in New York City and under conditions that other sex offenders might not have enjoyed.
Well, there was a Democratic believe district attorney in New York that when Epstein moved from Florida back to New York, he had to have a sex abuser charge or, how he took that.
It's certain conditions live under if you've been designated a sex offender. And
right.
He was given a lighter classification. And
well, it was requested by a Democratic district attorney of a judge, and the judge was incredulous. So as you say, it's widespread. And then I just want to make sure we get this. There was investigative reporter Vicky Ward, who told NPR's Steve Inskeep this morning that in 2003, a mother and her two daughters told her that Epstein lured them to his house, abused them. She was writing a piece for Vanity Fair. Let's listen.
The piece was ready to go, and I had lots of people, including the artist Eric Fischel, who had vouchsafed for these two young women, vouchsafed for their characters and corroborate, their stories. When Jeffrey Epstein appeared in the magazine's offices, went to see the editor, and the next thing I knew was that these two women and their accounts and their mother's accounts had been cut out of the piece.
She says editor Graydon Carter cut them out of the piece. So as you said, lots of looking around now, Quill.
Yeah, and this also brings up questions the prosecutors have put out there about whether Epstein should be released on bail. The hearing for that has now been postponed till next week. But they're saying that not only is there flight risk because he owns private jets with the ability to fly internationally and because he has residences in several different countries, but also in the past he has worked to intimidate and silence witnesses against him. So they've said those are reasons that he should not be allowed bail.
Just briefly, what's the feeling there in Washington?
Well, certainly Democrats have been calling for Acosta's resignation, and some of them have been doing so since his confirmation. The president backed him up despite some press reports that he was not satisfied with Acosta's performance up till now.
Well, we'll follow this with NPR's Quil Lawrence. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.